and on are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. And if you're hearing my voice via live, via the streaming website, it means the internet didn't crash. That was promised, but and that's going to be our lead story. But right now, I am Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
And we are analog, living in a digital world. We grew up with dial phones and rabbit ears and all kinds of stuff, and nothing, absolutely nothing, had a microprocessor in it. Now, pretty much everything does, you know.
Today is Saturday, as we actually record this, right? Are you recording? We have to do that sort of thing. Sunday will be a repeat. And so if you're hearing us on Sunday and we reference Saturday or today, then, you know, what do they call that? Recorded live. And having all that stuff. So you have too many buttons to push. I can see that today.
Well, I'm trying to get the chat room up. If you want to join the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Click on the Listen Now button, and it'll drop you right into the chat room. You can hear the audio stream. And if you're not getting the audio stream, at the very top is a little play button on a tape recorder thing. And you push that, and then you get the audio.
Okay, I was on there the other day, and it says if you're listening on an iPhone or iPad, then click here.
Right, right.
But the other one wasn't so obvious if it was Microsoft-based or PC-based or whatever. Non-Apple, anyway.
Yeah. And some Android-based systems are having issues still, and we're working on that. It all depends on how the audio is handled and gets out through the Internet, runs through all those routers, servers, and all that good stuff, and then finally drops into your device.
So, this being Saturday, we are live. Call in 530-605-4567 if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, or whatever that we end up talking about, or want to call up and tell us we're terrible or tell us we're great. We prefer the latter, of course, or whatever. And also, the chat room is live, and if you have comments or questions afterwards, you can contact Bob at...
Well, you can write to BoomerTechRadio@yahoo.com. That's probably the easiest thing to do. Or you can send an email to Bob@KCNR1460.com.
And
either
Boomer,
one of those I will see.
Boomer Tech is brought to you by...
Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. They Cody and Tim Morlock down there will take excellent care of your motor vehicle, and they've got some great specials going on. They want to make sure that you get a safe, reliable car, and we're going to tell you about that during the hour. They are friends of ours, and we trust our vehicles to them. And let's face it, you want to trust your vehicle to somebody who's going to take good care of it, because something goes haywire at high speed, it's a bad day all the way around.
Well,
brakes, whatever.
Last week there wasn't much tech news, but this week I've been out
we
of town.
Got it coming
there's
out
a
our ears,
whole
I'll
bunch of stuff going on this past week. What do we got lined up today?
Well, as I said off the lead, the internet did not in fact die today. To the best of our knowledge, I'm able to look up things. What's going on? The hacking group Anonymous, and they've made quite a name for themselves, getting into the CIA website. Their claim to fame is overloading websites with what are called distributed denial of service attacks. And while I was researching the story, I was trying to come up with a way to describe how they had planned, how they claimed, how Anonymous claimed that they were going to shut down the Internet. What is the Internet except, of course, a bunch of computers in a bunch of different places all tied together on a network? And but if you ever wondered how, when you type an address, google.com or kcnr1460.com, how that process works, well, right after the first break here, we're going to kind of break that down for you and come up with a good analogy, because after all, we are analog living in this digital world, and we're going to kind of give you an idea of how this remarkable process of how you type in a human identifiable name and something comes back and you end up getting to the right website, and how a very sophisticated attack could bring all that to its knees in some key vulnerable points. So make sure you stick around for that. 605 4567 in the Reading area. If you're outside the Reading area, put the 530 area code in front of it. Love to hear from you. You are listening to Boomer Tech.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream, a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back. This is Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda. And Brenda, have you ever wondered just how, when you type in a web address, it gets from point A to point B?
Well, yeah, because it seems like magic. And then when you type in your address, you get a reply fairly quickly. And in reading up on the background of this story you're about to launch into, I was surprised to learn a couple things, which we'll talk about.
Well, it's not like your computer knows when you type in KCNR1460.com, Google.com, or Yahoo, or whatever, any web address. Computers have a hard time making sense of English language words or whatever language it is. They love to make sense of numbers. That's all it is breaking down into bits, ones and zeros. So you need something of a translator. And here's the analogy I want to come up with. You're sitting at a table in a cafe, okay? And you look at the menu, which is a list of available websites that you want to go to.
Google.
And you tell the waitress.
Netflix, whatever.
Yes, indeed. You tell the waitress, bring me this number 7 right here. I want this ham and eggs for breakfast.
And blackberry pancakes.
And blackberry pancakes. There you go. So the waitress writes that down, takes it back, and she writes a funny little code on the thing, sticks it up there, and the short order cook sees that and says, aha, that code means I'm supposed to put ham and eggs and blackberry pancakes onto the plate and cook it all up. So far, so good. Well, what happens if the place just gets overloaded with customers and the orders are stacking up and they're getting piled up? You know, the little round thing that restaurants have where they put the slips on?
They put the tickets
on, are the internet traffic with the web address request. That's exactly how Anonymous planned to bring down the internet. They wanted to overload that little carousel thing.
Put too many orders in at once.
Correct. Too many orders in at once. The cook throws up his hands and leaves. And nobody gets fed.
Says, I quit.
Yeah. So that, in a nutshell, is how a distributed denial-of-service attack works. And the insidious thing here is how these hackers operate is that they will sucker your computer in on the deal. How do they do that? If you go to open an email or go to a website or any of those things and you get infected with a little piece of malware, it doesn't have to be a particularly large or sophisticated program. It hides in your computer and waits. When it gets a command, it will start sending in rapid-fire demands to a specific website. And when you multiply that by several hundred thousand computers all doing the same request at the same time,
it chokes.
It chokes up the system. That's exactly how DDoS works.
What surprised me in this story is that, first of all, you have to have the computers that are generating locations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those are the domain name servers. You've heard
right.
that you've seen
right.
DNS,
right?
And that's your computer, your local internet service provider. The first thing that happens when you type in a web address, it goes to the domain name server, which is just another computer, and says, "Okay, I want kcnr1460.com." The domain name server kicks back a string of numbers
that says where it is.
Yeah, and that traffic then routes its way through the internet. It finds the fastest way to get from your computer to the distant computer, and the traffic that's coming back, this is all in little packages,
right?
Comes back and works its way through the internet, and this is an invisible process for
right.
the most part.
And it's reassembled in your computer. What surprised me was that there's only like a baker dozen
that's correct.
DNS providers in the world.
Yep. So the idea of what Anonymous wanted to do was to take down at least half of these domain name servers and would essentially cripple a large percentage of the internet.
The thing about Anonymous is that because it's so spread out, it's not a particular entity, it works by getting people to participate in. Someone suggests that they do this, and then other people join in and do that. So you can't really peg down Anonymous as any one entity.
Right.
But the thing, even the mere threat of this happening has had actually some good effects.
It has. Now, this could be not just a protest movement. It could be a cyber attack by a foreign power.
These do happen on a regular basis.
To cripple our infrastructure. How much of our critical infrastructure right now has to be funneled through the internet, a huge amount of it.
Well, there are certain
financial
institutions, there's governmental entities, and they rely solely on internet traffic to be efficient about their business.
Your job, which we won't go into, if you lost your internet access,
oh, it's very
would
annoying
be
when
very
we
difficult.
Lose, it's very annoying when we lose our internet access.
Right.
As I have no data, that's very frustrating.
Yeah. So, was this a empty threat, or because there were clues through the Twitter sites and things like that that these this organization, which is very loose, has no structure to speak of, it is very anarchistic. There were clues within the group itself that people are going, this is how we talk. Is this a good idea to crash this thing? Can we crash this thing? And how do we know when to start and when to stop? So
the good thing about that, though, is that the DNS owners, if you will, system owners, have they took the threat seriously.
And beefed up.
And beefed up their defense.
Right.
And so what's happened is it's had a good net effect on the system. So what they do is they add more computers that are capable of handling more requests. In other words, they put on more short order cooks and more little carousels and spread out the workload so that no matter how high a volume comes in, they stand a better chance of being able to handle all of those requests, and the system doesn't slow down. Or if it does slow down, it only slows down for a little bit until everything sorts out.
So at these data centers across the country right now, engineers are carefully monitoring traffic, watching for any anomalies, any sudden bursts of requests from a particular site, and essentially making sure that your email gets through, that you can watch your Netflix movie, that you can send pictures to the grandkids,
right.
Whatever.
Whatever you're doing on the web, it maintains its smoothness that you're used to.
Hats off to the techs.
Absolutely.
You know, who are working extra hard today. And a lot of these guys are not making huge, huge dollars. There's so much, people wanting to work in the tech industry that I know guys who fix computers who earn about 10, 12 bucks an hour, you know.
For fairly skilled work, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't stuff you just pick up anywhere.
And it's not only Anonymous that makes these attacks. There are cyber attacks all the time on these outfits, so they're constantly vigilant for this sort of thing. So they're always working on ways to thwart the would-be attackers, so they have to be ever vigilant.
So Operation Global Blackout appears to be just another Y2K or maybe an April Fool's a day early or something. However, later on in the program, in fact, our next segment, another type of attack could have put the financial data of as many as 700,000 Californians at risk, maybe as many as 3 million holders of major credit cards across the country. And we'll tell you more about that. And this is not the first time that this company has been hit. We're going to talk about that next on Boomer Tech Radio.
A reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
Join us this Sunday, April 1st, as We the People welcomes Michael Shaw, president of Freedom Advocates. Michael will tell us how the worldwide Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program is being implemented on the local level in order to establish a collectivist world government. That's We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. Bob and Brenda Belangi here Saturday and Sunday, noon to 1. On our local station, KCNR 1460. If you would like to help us keep this program on the air, I know I sound like the guy over at the public radio station, but if you want to help us keep this program on the air, we'd love to have you along as an advertiser. Drop me an email, bob at kcnr1460.com or boomertechradio at yahoo.com, and we can get the word out about your company. And you don't necessarily have to be a techie outfit, anyone. We're not picky, but we are very happy to give lots of love to our sponsors here on Boomer Tech. So,
indeed.
Not getting a lot of love these days would be the folks at Global Payments Incorporated. Now, what is Global Payments? They are a company that handles transaction for Visa and MasterCard. When you run the thing through the, you know, through the machine, Global Payments is one of the companies that probably, I think they're one of the ones that call up people who own businesses and bug them about buying a credit card machine or leasing a credit card machine.
Yeah,
I'll bet
sure.
you, because I get 20 of those a week.
I don't know the company, and I didn't have a chance to look them up to see what they do. But nevertheless, there's been a breach in security in that company, not for the first time.
Right. This is the second time they've been hit. In early March of this year, the company determined card data may have been accessed. Now, they claim they immediately jumped all over it and let people know, but experts are estimating that the compromise may be in the range of 1 to 3 million accounts, and maybe as many as 700,000 accounts right here in the state of California. So, Brenda, what steps are you taking? Because we hold, what, 2 or 3 different credit cards linked. But what's your first step? Because you were a victim of identity theft a few years back.
Right. First of all, of course, you keep very close track on your numbers, and I don't give that number out to companies that I'm not too sure about. They say one of the worst places you can use your credit card actually is in restaurants because of the access that other employees and whatever have to the credit card numbers that are logged in the credit card machine there. But one of the things I do is that I watch my accounts very closely. And so I go online and I take a look at, you know, the activity on those accounts on a regular basis, probably every other day, actually, as it turns out, on average, to make sure that, and it's not because I'm looking for activity, but I'm just checking up on stuff. If I, in this case, you know, I've gone and checked our accounts to see if we've had any unwarranted activity on there, and I also, you know, right away checked email when I got word of this news story to see if the bank had sent me a notice saying, hey, you know, we had a breach of security, your account may be at risk and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're
usually
very good about doing that.
These guys don't just drain your account. They've gotten smart. What they'll do is if they have access to several hundred or several thousand accounts.
Right, they may even charge like 10 cents, a dollar or something like that.
They'll hit them for a couple of bucks each over a period of time and assign it a code that says it's like a service charge or something.
Right, and this does not go flagging automatically in the computer system. Because the amount is very small. You know, now if they pulled out $3,000 or something like that, well, yeah, that would get everybody's attention, including the computer. So very small amounts like that, though, go unnoticed by the security systems, building security systems.
And it's estimated now that these criminal enterprises are, and some of them are government-sponsored, foreign government-sponsored, that they are using this to just funnel insane amounts of money around, and it is a huge vulnerability. So any other tips for listeners who might be worried about, because a lot of people have a credit card that is linked directly to their bank account. It's not...
Right, debit cards. But even your charge card, which is... You know, a separate account, it's a credit account, can be hit with one of these. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have any questions, you need to call up your lending institution, you know, whoever it is that the card is through, and talk to them about that and find out if your account has been compromised in some way. They will probably tell you, most of the time they'll tell you without you prompting them, but sometimes it pays to be a good consumer and ask them.
On that note, I'm getting out the big boomer stick and I'm whacking you right over the head again.
Why?
Never, ever, ever. No. This is for our listeners.
Okay.
Never, ever, 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 ever respond to a phone call or an email that says your account has been compromised. We need to talk to you right away. By the way, what's your account number and your access code so that we can fix what's gone? Oh my gosh, you're losing all your money if you don't act right this second. Never respond to that.
No.
Hang up. Call your bank customer service immediately. Never do this through the computer. Can I hit you over the head again? There you go. Never do this again.
There are many millions, billions of dollars that are acquired by these fishers, if you will.
Yeah.
It's a phishing scam.
I'm passionate about this
because
I know people who have lost just ungodly sums of money.
And particularly if you have elderly parents or folks that get a little confused about these things, really be vigilant for them as well.
Yeah. So, and if you believe that something is going on, don't be afraid to call your local law enforcement office. Pretty much every major law enforcement agency, period, now has a cyber crime person on staff. If they don't have one, they will kick it up to the next level to someone who does.
And if nothing else, they can provide advice about how you can go about things, or if there's something going on in your area. They're usually very well aware of that. And the times that I've talked to the folks, they're very nice.
Well, remember the incident? I think it's been about a year now that the caller ID would actually show the name of a local bank.
Right.
When it came up on the phone and someone had acquired that phone number and ID code.
North Valley Bank, I think it
was. Yeah, yeah. And they were calling local. So you'd look at your phone if you had caller ID and it would say North Valley Bank. Oh,
someone sent a text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a text message.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think so. Don't have any accounts there.
Be safe, be smart, and that's what we do here on Boomer Tech Radio, is tell you how to protect yourself.
As convenient as all of this is, all of these conveniences come with a price, and you have to maintain these things and be vigilant. That's the price that we have for the convenience.
When we come back on Boomer Tech Radio, in the room with us are probably, let me take a quick count here, 12 different computing devices doing various and sundry things, and of them, four are Apple products. Or five are Apple products.
There you go. We'll have to do a more thorough count.
Yeah. Anyway, why is Apple such a
target,
tempting target?
Yes.
For activists, for
naysayers,
for naysayers, things like that. Why is Apple such a tempting target? Do they have some problems? Yes, but it seems like any time that Apple has a problem, that any other company would be, yep, that's just the way it is. Why are they so heavily targeted? We're going to talk about that. Expectations versus reality on Boomer Tech Radio. Thank you very much for listening. KCNR 1460 is where you got us right now. Give us a call, 605-4567. You want to join in the conversation, unless it's Sunday, in which, of course, we won't be here. But you can always drop an email, boomertechradio@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to Boomer Tech Radio. Bob and Brenda here for another half hour on this Saturday, or if you're listening to the repeat on Sunday. Either way, we invite you to stick around for the rest of the program. We've got all kinds of good stuff coming up. Okay, I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not a fanboy. I just happen to like the way that Apple stuff works, especially in my business, which is audio-video work. It works better for me. Your mileage may vary. Some people absolutely hate the thought of going near an Apple product, and I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I think it's like any other brand. Some people won't drive a Chevy. Some people won't drive a Ford. Some people will only drive Toyotas. My boss has made it real clear, for instance, he's never going to buy an American car again. You know, so people are passionate about these things. And some people don't care for a company's success. Apple has been a very successful company. Of course, they were kind of languishing, and Steve Jobs pulled them out of a deep, yep, dark hole. And so I'm too am not a fan person, a fangirl of Apple products. And I can go back and forth now with practice. I will tell you, though, after spending some time on my smartphone and my pad, when I go up to a PC, I want to touch the screen and make it work.
Well, Windows 8 is supposed to enable you to do that on certain devices. It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Right, but still, it's so sometimes crossing. It's sort of like driving an automatic transmission and then going into a standard transmission vehicle. Then when you get used to, or if you're used to a standard transmission and you get an automatic transmission vehicle, you know, there's an adjustment period there. So sometimes when I've been using one for a while, it trips me up to go to the other. But, you know, who knows why people hate these
when
things.
When the iPhone 4 first came out, big, huge hullabaloo over AntennaGate.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? If you held the phone the wrong way, it'll drop a call. Now, I have noticed...
I always thought that was silly.
Maybe my iPhone 4 wasn't quite as good at hanging on to a cell tower as, say, my old Motorola Tundra, which would hang on, you know, until there was just a fraction of a bar left. It'd still get through. The iPhone maybe isn't quite as good at that. It's also, because of its form factor, a little more awkward to hold at times, although anybody who has an iPhone and doesn't put a case on it is a fool, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they really need some sort of external protection.
Yeah, something around the edges.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah, the new iPad 3, getting a lot of static because apparently it is a very hard-working processor inside. The case warms up, not as much as some laptops do, but the case gets noticeably warmer, which could reflect over the long term on its battery life.
Or it's just internal longevity as well.
Correct.
Heat is a...
Components really
right.
just like getting hot.
Yes, yes. Computers like it cold.
Well, Apple, of course, has a very simple lineup. They have relative, as far as consumer products go, it's very, very straightforward. You've got this, 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 and this.
iPad 2, for instance, comes in two flavors, the black-colored case and a white-colored case.
And now you can only get it in 16-gig. iPad 3, you've got some memory choices.
Right.
They all have the same display. They all have the same processor.
Right.
They all have the same connectors.
Right, exactly. Well, even the iPhone and the iPad have the same charge connector, which is very nice because you only need one charger to power your iDevices.
Correct. And that's been something to keep it fairly simple. We've got, wherever we go in the house, we can make sure we know that we've got the right connector to plug in one of our devices and give it a quick charge. We've got one for the car, one for the house, et cetera, et cetera. I got one sitting right here next to the desk, as a matter of fact.
Another feature I've mentioned before about Apple devices is the fact that everything is fairly compatible. In other words, if you use the cloud software, everything is loaded in one place. So whether you're on your PC, your smartphone, or your iPad, for instance, you have access to all of that data. Or you download games and things from the App Store, any kind of apps, you can usually get them so that they work on either your phone or your iPad, and they're loaded there, and something happens, you need to reload it. It's there for you. So that cross-utility is a very nice thing. That, again, simplifies that. But there's being simple like that, though, has some problems, because if you come out with a new device like the iPad 3 and there's problems...
Now your whole...
Right.
A third of your whole income stream is taking a hit.
Exactly.
Same with the negative publicity over the manufacturers in China. Because Apple is on top of the heap in terms of personal devices, they're the easiest target. They're the ones that activists are going to go at, and I'll be blunt about it. They're the ones that they expect can have money extracted from them by guilt.
The other side of that, however, is that because they have such a narrow product listing, usually the next generation of that particular device that comes out has huge improvements. So
Correct.
It's just like a brand new model of car.
Yes.
Don't
Only buy even numbered model years.
Right. Don't buy the first year, maybe the second year. Don't buy the third year, maybe the fourth year.
Correct. Because when they make it, because usually in consumer products, they'll make a product and then they'll come up with an improved version. Then they'll do a revamp, and the revamp usually has severe issues. The next version will be fixed.
However, that has not stopped. How many people?
In the first week and a half, 3 million units of the iPad 3, or the new iPad, were sold to ravenous consumers.
And
I think I'm going to pass on the iPad 3. I don't have a tablet yet. As a matter of fact, heretic that I am, I'm taking a serious look at the Asus Transformer for a couple of reasons. I like its feature set. I like the idea that I can pop an SD card into it. I like the USB connectivity. And I want to learn more about the Android environment, because I'm very not informed about the Android operating system environment. I played with a T101, sounds like a Terminator, version, the TP101 over at a local store. And what they told me is that they could not keep the Transformer Prime. See, there's the Transformer and the Transformer Prime. So if you go out shopping, beware, because it doesn't make that distinction on the shelf tag.
And they call it the Transformer Series.
Yes.
So be careful which one in the series
if
you get.
If you decide to go for an Asus Transformer, highly rated device, by the way, make sure you're getting the Prime. Don't pick up the, which is, I think, is the TP202. Don't get the TP101 because you'll be disappointed. It had a lot of issues with it. Here you go again. The first model came out, had problems. They fixed it on the new model.
So other companies that have a whole suite of products in their lineup, unlike Apple, which has a very short list,
right,
can, if there's a problem with a particular unit or model of something, they can funnel you off in a different direction and stay within that product
line.
Apple doesn't have that option. They have that's not how they run their company, and so sometimes that's why you see all this focus on Apple and why they're vilified, is because of that narrow lineup that they have.
And Apple is accused often of ignoring customer complaints. No, they're not. Internally, they are, you know, their whole, you know, culture model is that everything's fine. We're all zen here, you know. we're in our turtlenecks and blue jeans. Behind the scenes, however, the engineers are going, oh, my God, what are we got to get this fixed? You know, the Mobile Me concept, which was an absolute disaster. Jobs took, you know, he held a big corporate meeting and said, you people have disappointed me. You know, it was like he was like lecturing them. They wound up firing that whole division.
In spite of all of the Apple vilification that you see and so on and so forth, fully half of U.S. households now own at least one Apple device.
Some type of Apple device. So here's a couple of strategies. Don't be the first one to buy something brand new. There have been some misfires. The iPhone 3G, the original iPhone 4, the iPod Shuffle, they often have issues. You don't need to run right out and buy the latest and greatest from Apple. I'm not going to. My choice right now comes down to either that Asus Transformer, or if I go with Apple, I'm going to get an iPad 2. You can get them now at a pretty decent price. I think they're $399. They are fine. I don't necessarily need the high, with my eyesight, I don't need the super high resolution display. So
I would consider going to the Apple iPhone 4S at some point.
Yeah.
But I'll wait for them to do bugs. And there's a little sideline on smartphones that I thought of earlier today. The cool thing about smartphones is that they can update software and make changes. You buy your regular cell phone, a feature phone, and some of those can be upgraded with things. But a basic cell phone, what you get is what you get. You can't make any changes in that. You can't upgrade the device itself. So that's kind of a neat thing about smartphones.
Yep, and when we come back, we're going to do a little feature set on smartphones and all your choices. But next on Boomer Tech Radio, you can't have a smartphone without apps. And there's an app out there that literally creeps me out. And if you have a child who you've turned loose with a smartphone and they are on Facebook all the time, you need to hear this next story on Boomer Tech. We'll be back.
A reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
Boomer Tech Radio, heard every weekend right now on KCNR 1460, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 1. And, of course, you can always hear a replay by going to KCNR1460.com and checking out our archives. And we've had some pretty good past shows, some great topics, but here's one. You know, I don't want to sound alarmist, but we've talked about in the past how if you take pictures of your kids, you take pictures of your new car, take pictures of a diamond ring, and you want to share it on Facebook or whatever, you do it with a smartphone, turn off location services. Simple thing, go into your controls on your phone, and that's either iPhone or Android, turn off the GPS. Because when you take a picture, by default, your phone copies onto the data that forms the picture the exact time, date, and location with latitude, longitude, down to 9 feet, where that picture was taken. Do you really want to show a picture of your kid to the world with the exact location where that kid might be? Do you want to do that? Do you want to show some? Do you want to show the entire world where your house is? Does that matter to you? Do you want your kid, say an adolescent, at a party and hearty, raising a glass, posting a picture of them for the whole world to see? Think about that. Now there's an application. And this thing, when I read the story, and this was a thing that kind of brings a whole lot of these elements together. There's an application called Girls Around Me. What it does is that it does a little data mining on Facebook and Foursquare and places like that, and looks for postings that happen to have the geologic location of where people are checking in. And it takes it a step further. It shows on a map your location and who, and this could be male or female, although the app obviously implies, you know, what a stalker's dream, pedo's dream.
Absolutely. That's the very, very scary part about this.
It shows the physical distance and location from where you are, where
those individuals are. Exactly.
And I'm going to call them targets.
And this is the first time an app has been designed of this nature that is gender specific.
Yep.
They're specifically looking for females.
There are apps like Highlight, Glancy, Banjo that talk about, you know, enhance your social networking, you know, see your friends around you, hook up, things like that. Girls Around Me has no concern for privacy. The app takes public check-ins and Facebook profiles. It displays a girl's photo via Google Maps so you know exactly where she is.
What she looks like.
Okay.
So that's very scary. Now, the difference between this one and some of the other ones that Bob mentioned is that this one does not allow the people, the girls listed, to opt out of it.
And they don't know that.
They don't know.
Who is looking them up.
That's right. They don't know that someone may be able to find them in this way. So this is one of those things with Facebook that you have to maintain is be careful what is posted publicly. You can let all of your friends know where you are and these check-ins, but it's things that are posted publicly. And I think there's another layer on top of that. If your friend's page is posted publicly, you may be posted publicly without knowing it, because you're going to be posted on their page. You're posting stuff on their page. I think it's the way Facebook works. Now, this is actually a part of a larger trend in social media, where social media is going next. Let's say you want to look up where your friends are. You're downtown and you're partying and you want to find out if any of your friends are nearby. There are now apps that allow people to, be listed, and you can find your friends. Oh, wow, Susie's over here 2 bars down the way. I didn't know she was there or whatever. Or Joe's over here having a beer. And that's like the next step in social media. And this is an outshoot of that. But this one is a very insidious, very dangerous one.
Maybe I'm being alarmist. This is a sexual predator's dream.
I would think so.
You know, so
or some wacko's dream.
It's like the advertisement. Talk to your kids. If they're using the smartphone or whatever, make sure they got their privacy settings set. And if they're going to be PO'd at you, tough. Be a parent.
Yeah.
Am I lecturing?
Or be a grandparent.
You're damn right I'm lecturing.
Well, you know, it's when we're young, we don't realize all these things. Well, how that'll never happen to me, or, you know, it's just not cool, or oh, I like knowing this and that and whatever, but they don't think the broader subject of that, how people could use this for very nasty means.
If you want to do your own research on this, the story showed up on Cult of Mac. Do a little, and there's a term called solo mo, which I haven't looked up.
Let's hope that's on one of George Carlin's seven.
Yeah. So anyway, look up stories about girls around me and make your own research, but talk to your kids and, you know, maybe head off something unspeakable. A little brighter thing when we come back, we're going to try to, again, demystify what is and what is not a 4G network. And why the cell phone companies are having to rethink how they do businesses, and you could be the beneficiary, or it could cost you a lot more money. It could go either way on this. Be listening.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
Back for one more stretch on Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda, and we looked up Solomo.
That's the great thing about having an iPad. And instant access, not that you're not on the web over there on the laptop, but Solomo stands for social, local, and mobile. And so what it is a combination of social media used on mobile devices, and it's like combining social networking and location data all at once, and it's very much how business then can make a difference. So you want to know where the nearest pizza parlor is, for instance. You get on there and say, how far am I from that? And there's a way of branding. So it's sort of like combining Twitter and social media and everything all in one. And so it's kind of a marketing trend that's out there.
So mobile, of course, mobile depends on networks.
Right.
And there is so much marketing hype. What is not 4G, fourth generation data, when it comes to smartphones? And there's a definition, and we talked about this a few months back. there's an actual definition for fourth generation data services. Well, of course, marketing people get hold of this, and they say, well, we can make this change, and we can call what we've got 4G, fourth generation, because nobody really owns that term. So.
And not only that, they can use it as a marketing ploy, but when you really look at it at the technological level, it's
so
not necessarily what you're really getting.
See if these terms sound familiar. The nation's largest 4G network. That would be AT&T. T-Mobile, America's largest 4G network. Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And Sprint says it has the first 4G network. Depending on how you want to analyze these claims, they all have a certain amount of truth to them, and they all have a certain amount of marketing bovine droppings.
Advantage or whatever, yeah. Well, there's that, too.
So you got yourself a headache trying to figure out who is, you know, who's giving you the straight story and who's just trying to sell you just another thing. So what is 4G, first of all? It's a latest generation technology for data access over networks, faster and gives networks more capacity than the current 3G network that's on most phones.
Sort of like when they made televisions digital?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you hear about LTE,
television broadcast, I should say.
That's Verizon's thing. 4G LTE. What is LTE? Long-term evolution. It means they've set up a series of standards, but the framework is such that it can be expanded and evolve into bigger and better things down the line. That's what Verizon is pumping. Now, there are other versions of what is called fourth generation. Sprint, using a technology called WiMAX, used to be known as a clear, one of the variants on that was Clearwire. I called it a headache back in the day.
Mudwire.
Maybe they've made improvements since I tried it, but I tried it on two different occasions. The clear system, what it's now being sold as Clear, not Clearwire. Never could get it to work right, at least in this area. Maybe in a more metropolitan area where there's more towers, it would work better. I never could get it to work right to my satisfaction.
Well, and there was data throttling and all kinds of things going on at the time, which they probably still have to do.
Yeah. T-Mobile and AT&T have deployed a technology called HPSA Plus, which is a faster version of 3G. They just relabeled it 4G, and many technical critics call it faux 4G. Companies are starting to shift over to long-term evolution.
Right. 4G LTE, as I understand it, is starting to become an industry standard.
Right. How fast is it? 10 to 20 megabits a second right now, and most Wi-Fi connections you're getting about 1 to 6.
Oh, that's a significant improvement in speed.
So, quite
noticeable.
Yes, building out the infrastructure will get you a much faster system. So ask a few questions before you pick up that smartphone. And speaking of smartphones, in the 3 minutes we have left, companies are finding themselves hard-pressed because smartphones are actually costing them money. Is that what's going on?
Pretty much. When you go to get a phone at the you know, AT&T or Verizon or whoever you're doing business with, they're paying part of the cost of the actual cost of the phone, which is why if you sign up for this 2-year contract, you get the phone at this price. If you don't and you have to replace your phone, you go in and you're going to pay full boat for it. So the phone companies are subsidizing the cost of the device and requiring a 2-year contract because that's where they're making up the differences through the phone calls that you're making. Well, this plan is starting to backfire somewhat because most people are now leaving a company after their second 2-year contract. So what's happening is these phone companies are seeing people skip ship. Now, you can take your cell phone number with you, so it's not like there's any inconvenience. You don't have to change a whole bunch of things there. You can just go get a different contract. And people are talking less.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plans with minutes, people are picking cheaper plans with minutes because they're doing a lot more texting, they're doing more online, and
they're Skyping or whatever.
Right. And data, of course, the data plans are now becoming a major headache because everybody wants them. And Sprint has now offered an iPhone because the number one reason for people leaving Sprint was they didn't have an iPhone available.
Yeah.
So now these companies are deciding, well, geez, you know, they're going to have to offer different kinds of plans. And, of course, no one has an unlimited data plan anymore. They make you pay for that. So there's a number of things that these companies can do. And basically they all amount to charging you more. But, in fact, you may save money, but the phone company's not making these huge profits that they would like. And therein is some of the rub.
I think this is a story we're going to want to expand on next week.
We will. This is going to be a topic that goes on for some time.
You've been listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda, brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Redding. Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Check them out at 5756 West Side Road in Redding. This program, a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, our theme music composed and performed by George Wood. It's called 8-Bit Junkie. We got it off the PodSafe Music Network, and it's being used by permission. This is Bob and Brenda Belongi saying, wherever you go and whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week. And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. Thousands gathering outside the Sanford, Florida Police Department this afternoon for another rally. Participants and speakers calling for justice in the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin.
This is not about the hoodie. This is about race profiling. The day President Barack Obama was elected, we sold the most guns of any day in American history. He does not wear a hood.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson. Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman claims he feared for his life when he shot and killed Martin. The protesters and civil rights leaders saying they'll continue marching until Zimmerman is arrested. A Miami manhunt underway for suspects in last night's drive-by shooting.
Gunmen remain on the loose after opening fire into a crowd of mourners outside a Miami funeral home. The scene compared to a war zone by one witness. Two killed, a dozen wounded, including Sometta Etienne's 5-year-old daughter.
They don't understand how much people they affect by doing that, you know, and especially your...